Looking for a great math program? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective by using creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Here's a great testimonial from Lori, one of the many listeners of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. She said, "One day, my 10-year-old was in tears over math. I tried my best to help, but ended up in tears as well. We prayed together, and that very night, I received an email offer for CTC Math. The following Monday, we reviewed the curriculum together. She was willing to give it a shot, and we have never looked back." Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast, and Merry Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve. It's Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. Oh, I love it.
I wonder,
you like Christmas Eve or Christmas Day better?
Wait.
Christmas Eve Day or Christmas Day?
Christmas Eve Day.
You know, the day of Christmas Eve.
Right. I don't have really a preference. Probably Christmas Day, because it's kind of the day, you know,
right.
I mean, my birthday Eve wouldn't be very exciting, but my birthday is much more exciting. So
that's hilarious.
Well, now thinking of that, why is Christmas Eve even a thing here? Okay. Here would be my, here's my idea on that.
Okay.
It's because the families, because the two families, once you get married, then you've got his family and her family. And it's hard to go to his family's one day and then her family's house on the same day. It's just too much. So then I think maybe it just became a thing. Well, we'll go to your mom's on Christmas Eve and my mom's on Christmas Day. And then therefore it made Christmas Eve.
I want you to check into history and see that.
Okay.
That's actually
in my spare time, Abby, that's what I'm going to spend my time doing. I'm going to research.
Because I want to know if that's true. I love Christmas
I don't know.
Eve Day.
I just made that up.
I think it's great. I like it. I'm going to go with it.
Okay.
But I like Christmas Eve Day because it's the anticipation. Like, it's the excitement. And, you know, like, it's so exciting. Like, tomorrow's it. You know, I also like Christmas Eve Day because I don't have to cook quite as much.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get all the fun. But anyway, so all that to say, everybody, happy, merry Christmas Eve Day to you.
And we'll see how many people are actually even listening on Christmas Eve Day. So
while they're making their appetizers. So I'm just going to give my quick homeschool mom Christmas tip.
Do it.
If you're giving spelling, did anybody do like your spelling lists or Christmas words? Because I am doing that. I did that. And every time I came to the word poinsettia or poinsettia, I don't know. How do you say it? Is it poinsettia or poinsettia?
Well, there's no Z in there. It's an S.
Poinsettia or poinsettia?
I say poinsettia.
I say point. I actually, now that you've
well, apparently
it,
you just...
I
botch it all together.
With a Z. Okay. We're on different sides of the country. But this is what I want to tell you. I don't feel like that is a spelling word that our kids ever need to have on their spelling test. Do you ever actually write that word ever in your life? Have you written it?
I don't think so.
Clearly I haven't, because I say it with a Z.
And if I did, I would use spell checker for it.
Totally. So anyway, take that off your stress plate, mom. Don't worry about having your kids know how to spell that.
Poinsettia. See, now you're just calling it that instead of even calling it like the actual word that it is.
I know. But you guys can send me thank you notes. I'll put my address in the notes. And that just got off your plate. Your kids don't ever need to learn how to spell that.
Poinsettia.
Poinsettia.
Oh, my word. What was the funny word that you...
Are you? But we don't need to go there.
Oh,
okay, we're back on Christmas.
Okay, back to Christmas.
What's your favorite Christmas cookie? I remember asking you this last year, and I'm the worst friend ever because I don't know. I remember this question.
Okay,
last year.
Yeah. So my favorite Christmas cookie?
Chocolate chip cookies.
Yes, because why?
Because they're just good and classic.
No.
Oh, you remember that?
No.
Oh, I don't remember the why.
You were right about chocolate chip, but not because they're good. It's because I like the dough. I don't want them baked. I just want to eat the dough.
Totally. Good call. Can you believe I remembered that from last year?
I'm impressed. It's because we're good friends, Abby.
Totally. That chocolate chip cookie dough is absolutely the best.
It's so good. I mean, I would actually just eat that for breakfast every day if I could, if I didn't think it would kill me.
If you put red food coloring in it or green, then they would be more of a Christmas cookie and a little more festive. Well, just so you
know. No, because I think they would just turn brown, darker brown, wouldn't they? I mean, because they're already brown. So if you added red or green, it's not like it's going to turn them. I'm going to try that this year. I'm going to
do it.
because we have our baking day. So this is one of my favorite things. Is we have a couple of traditions in our family with our girls. And one of them is that we have an annual baking day.
Oh.
And it's so much fun. I love it. We love making a big mess out of the kitchen. And just baking, just random things. And every year we find new things to make. And
oh, you don't do the same cookies each year?
No. I mean, well, we always do chocolate chip.
Oh, my goodness. You are hilarious.
Because I want to eat the dough.
Is that the only time of the year you make chocolate chip
cookies? Oh, gosh, no. Oh, no. We make them throughout the whole year. But, I mean, why would I waste the opportunity to make them again for Christmas time? And I have trained my girls well to eat the dough as well. And I'm going to say, on the record, we have never gotten sick from eating raw eggs.
We haven't either. In fact, I don't know if I have ever met someone that has gotten salmonella from eating raw cookie dough.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that's an old wives' tale.
I think they just said it because if we ate all the dough, there wouldn't be the cookies.
Kind of like if you make that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Totally. And did you know they did not walk uphill both ways? That is also
right. In the snow, barefoot. Right. Yes.
Okay. So baking day is one of your favorite traditions. What else?
Yes. Baking day. Christmas lights, of course. Since we've been here in Georgia, there's a really neat place not too far from us. And it's called TMT Farms. And they have this spectacular Christmas light display. I mean, it's a drive-through thing.
And it goes with music.
Well, it part of it does, but it's gigantic. So the whole thing can't go to music because it is huge. It's this huge farm that you drive through and it's free. And all you do is you take a bag full of canned goods and non-perishable foods and you donate that. And then they donate that to the needy, which is amazing. And that is super fun. Baking day is like our big thing. Like that's really the exciting thing, but also we decorate the day after Thanksgiving. We get cinnamon rolls and hot cocoa and get out Christmas decorations and
I love that.
Decorate stuff.
We always do that. The day after Thanksgiving, we always go and we cut down our Christmas tree every year. And
oh, Abby, you just have to one-up me, don't you?
I know. I'm sorry. Here, get this. This is a new thing this year. We have never, ever, ever in our history of our marriage and raising children purchased a Christmas tree. Like we always just go out and chop one down. Well, this year, we got a puppy, which y'all can be praying for me because it's like having a baby.
Oh my goodness.
With really sharp teeth that eats everything.
Oh no.
And so we came home from Thanksgiving with a new puppy and I was like, I don't think I can go chop down a Christmas tree and have a new puppy. And because it's like a whole day thing. And I just wanted the house decorated when we got home. I wanted to come home to Christmas. So for the first time ever, we purchased from like one of those. I didn't even know what they were. There was like a tree lot or something where there's like a whole bunch of trees that have already been chopped down.
Oh, yeah.
By somebody else. And they like put them all together. It was really weird. We're like, y'all chop these trees down and you stuck them in a parking lot. It was odd. Anyway, we got one of those.
Nice.
And I came home and I realized it's like perfect, like out of a book. And I'm like, surely it didn't grow like this. Come to find out, they cut down trees and take them to parking lots and then they shape them.
Really?
They like trim them down into like a Christmas tree shape.
Nice.
So anyway, that is a new thing that we'll never do again because I'll never buy another puppy. But it was unique to 2020.
Well, everything in 2020 has been different.
That's what I figured.
Everything. So why not the Christmas tree, right?
I know. Oh, my goodness.
So what other traditions do you have in your family?
So always cutting down the Christmas tree. We do baking day.
Going back to baking day, do you always bake the exact same thing every year?
The same cookies that I baked with my grandma, my mom comes and bakes with my kids and I.
So
and
fun.
They're like cookies from like our Danish heritage. And I always want to add like new things. And my daughter is like, you can't do that. You have to keep the exact same cookies for 8,000 years. So I get vetoed on that because I find all these really neat things on Pinterest. Like that looks incredible. Like an espresso chocolate chip cookie.
Right.
What? And they're like, no, you can't. So,
yeah, that doesn't sound good.
We've never, ever made Rice Krispie treat wreaths. Everybody makes theirs. Those are so good, but we've never made those. Have you?
I don't think that we've ever made those.
That's like a thing with the Red Hots for the little berries.
Yeah. No, I've seen them, but I don't think we've ever made them. I really enjoy making chocolate dipped pretzels. No, chocolate chip cookies, but also chocolate dipped pretzels.
Ooh.
Those are really good. And then roll them in like sprinkles and stuff. Those are delicious.
Yum.
And easy to make and messy.
Okay, everybody share. Go on our Facebook page and share your favorite Christmas cookie recipe.
Yes, that would be
and
fun.
I'll see if my family will let me veer from the tradition.
Now, will they let you share your recipes or are those like top secret?
Oh, totally. We can. I know you can share them. Because okay. I mean, I highly doubt my grandma invented the recipe, right? I mean, maybe she did, but
she probably did. You're going to give away the family secret. And
I know.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, we share the recipe. Do you share your chocolate chip cookie recipe?
I do. It's called Nestle.
It's on the back of the package.
It's on the back of the package. Actually, okay, this is weird. I think the best chocolate chip cookie recipe is on the back of the Walmart brand chocolate chip cookies. Is that weird?
What?
Yeah. I like it better than the Nestle Crunch one. Yeah.
Okay,
not Nestle Crunch. The Nestle. Yeah. It's
writing
good.
Writing that down.
It's delicious. The great value chocolate chips.
The great value chocolate chip recipe. I wonder what's different about it.
I don't know. It's good though. So, okay. All right. What does Christmas Eve and Christmas Day look like for your family?
Ooh, Christmas Eve is appetizer night. Everybody brings appetizers.
When you say everybody, family, friends, who?
Oh, family. We mostly just do like my mom and dad. And so we do like close family. And then we go to church that evening.
Okay.
And then Christmas morning, we get up and just our immediate family. So just Jesse, myself and our kids do our little morning and open presents. And then my mom and dad and oftentimes my brother and they all come over that morning and then we'll do their presents. And we always make these sticky bun things.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember what else I make because that's the only thing that really matters is sticky buns. And then we just hang out all day.
Nice.
And then we always do Christmas with Jesse's family on New Year's.
Okay.
So then the next weekend we all get together with that whole side of the family and do Christmas again.
So fun.
Yeah. And we open presents in the morning because it's the only right way to do things. That's just my opinion. Okay. Tell me about your family.
I will after we take a quick break.
Oh, okay.
Do you love books, but sometimes feel overwhelmed at the sheer volume of titles that are out there? It's impossible to read everything. It's even impossible to keep up with what's coming out on any given week. There are so many publishers, genres, authors, and titles. Even good-sized bookstores can hardly keep up. So how do you know what's actually worth checking out? That's where Forma, a digital and print journal published by the Searcy Institute, comes in handy. Each week, they provide reviews of a carefully curated selection of new books, many of them lesser-known but important titles from lesser-known but important publishers. They'll suggest titles you won't want to miss, and sometimes they'll provide unique perspectives on books everyone is already reading. So if you'd like some help pointing you in the right literary direction, head over to formajournal.com for both free and subscriber content. You can even have weekly reviews delivered to your inbox. Again, visit formajournal.com. We are back and we're just talking about fun Christmas traditions and things that our families do. And we would love to know about traditions that you and your family have as well. So feel free to send those to us, podcast@schoolhouserocked.com. And or you can post those on our Schoolhouse Rocked page. We'll try to put a post up on Christmas Eve. Yeah.
So are your Christmas traditions? Okay, here's a question. We just read this really fun picture book and there was a really neat tradition in it that my kids are like, we're going to do that with our family someday. And we got to talking about how like some of our family traditions, some were from Jesse's family, some were from my family, and some are our own new ones. So are your family, you, Garrett, and the girls, are those family traditions like a blend of each of yours or did you just kind of come up with your own?
No, we came up with our own.
Okay.
Pretty much in every way. So holidays in general were very, very different for our families growing up. I come from a very big family. I have like 28 cousins, first cousins.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I have a huge family. And my sister and I are among the oldest of all of the cousins on both sides of my family. My dad's side and my mom's side. And so family gatherings for us, holiday gatherings, were always really big. And super crazy and chaotic and lots of kids running. Like, I literally remember.
Did you love that?
I loved it. And I remember my cousins like running in circles around my aunt's house. And I remember the year, you know, my cousin got rollerblades and he was rollerblading up and down the street. And like rollerblades were like the new thing. Oh. And my aunt would make this green Jell-O salad. It was like green. It's like lime Jell-O with whipped cream and I don't know, pineapple and some other stuff.
That's
and
like a Midwestern Lutheran
thing.
Oh,
bit. Man. I could eat it by the bowlful. Like, it's so good. It's still one of my favorite things.
That's funny.
And so, like, there were just things like that. And so we had very, very big family gatherings, lots of fun. Aww. And, you know, sometimes drama, but that was okay because that's just our family.
Part of it.
Yeah.
Totally.
Garrett comes from a very, very small family. So he has, his mom is an only child and his dad has one brother who's married but never had children. And so he has no cousins.
Oh.
Not even one. Isn't that crazy?
That is like polar opposite.
It is polar opposite. And so their holiday gatherings were very small and
quiet.
Just quiet. And they didn't do a whole, like, it, you know, it was just
chill.
Chill. Like, you prepare the food, you sit and eat the food. You clean up the food and that's kind of it. And so now we typically play games. Like, that's kind of our thing with whenever we get together with our family is, you know, we do the food thing and all that. And then we're kind of a game family anyway on both sides. And so we seems like every year somebody typically has a new game. Last year it was Code Names. Have you played Code Names?
No, I'm writing it down because we always need new games.
It's so fun. It's like one of my favorite games. So we got Code Names.
We get our kids a new game every Christmas. And so I haven't picked one out yet this year. I'm looking up Code Names.
That's a really good one. Code Names is great. Ticket to Ride is another really fun one that we got last year. My girls got that actually from my dad for Christmas. And that's a really, really fun game. I love it.
Okay. Doesn't it take forever? I feel like we played it once and it was like all night long.
It's not all night, but it does take a long time. Like, it's way longer than Uno, but not as long as Monopoly.
Right. You have to like think deeply for Ticket to Ride. Right. It's not like a wild and crazy fun game. It's more of like a thinking game.
Yeah, it's more of a thing. It's strategy. I mean, it's
I
like
guess
little.
He would like that, and I wouldn't. He likes games that have a purpose and a point and a strategy.
Okay, but typically, I'll tell you, I do not like strategy games either.
Okay,
but I really love Ticket to Ride. It's really fun. But I really like Code Names. The other game we got last year for Christmas is called Things.
That one's
a really fun game, but that one's only fun if you play with a bigger group of people. Like, you can't play Things really with four people. You have to play it with like eight people.
Okay.
You know, maybe six. But yeah, it's really fun. You like, there's little cards in each card. Everyone has to write down like things you wouldn't say to your neighbor or things you, you know, wouldn't. I can't even think. You know, things you would never say to your mother-in-law, things like that. So it's called Things,
kind of,
and it's hilarious if you play with a fun group of people. It's really fun. So that's a fun one too. But yeah, games are fun because it brings people together, and you can kind of let down and just kind of be who you are and not have to. I don't know. They're just fun. I think games are fun.
I agree.
What are some of your favorites?
So ice cream flavors and games are like the two marriage areas where we don't always see eye to eye. Cause like he likes Rocky Road, which is super gross because why would you put marshmallows in ice cream?
I love Rocky Road.
I digress. So games, Jesse's one of those guys that is like, is there a purpose? Am I going to get smarter at the end of this game? Like, am I using my brain and avoiding like Alzheimer's because I'm using my brain?
Nice.
Or is this just pointless and another opportunity for you to be talking? I'm like, where I like the games where like you're laughing so hard you can't even contain yourself, you know?
Yep.
And where you just come up with crazy things. Like, if you ask me like, okay, name five things you wouldn't say to your neighbor, I would love that. And Jesse would be like, well, it depends what neighbor. Well, it depends what time of year. Well, it depends what we're talking about.
He has to analyze it.
Like, okay, there it is. He's an overanalyzer. So games can be a challenge in our house. Yet they can be really fun. So those are the different kinds of games I like. So I'm excited about Code Names and Things.
Oh, yeah.
I'm writing them down.
And Ticket to Ride. I think you would like Ticket to Ride.
He would like Ticket to Ride, though.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Well, Code Names is a thinking game, too.
Oh, it is?
But it's fun. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's a fun one. Anyway. Yeah.
That's so fun.
Good times. Good times. I love it. So let me ask you. Okay. I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Uh-oh.
What are you doing right now through the week of Christmas to point your kids towards Jesus?
So right now, Christmas Eve day. So this whole week to point my kids to Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole week of Christmas. And I mean, like, think through, I shouldn't say just the week of Christmas, like through the month of December, what have you done? And how do you, when Christmas Day comes, how do you keep Christmas focused on Jesus and not focused on the food and the presents and all of the worldly ideas of Christmas? Right.
Well, one thing that we did this year, because I have a 6-year-old and six is that age where they're kind of making sense of things. Mm-hmm. And this year I've really pointed out what is tradition that we just do as people and what is actual what Christmas is about in the Bible. Because she would ask a lot of questions like, you know, do we do this because this is like a biblical thing, you know? Right. And so we do a lot of like Christmas around the world. Like, honestly, the Christmas tree is just something we do that's fun and traditional. There's nothing wrong with that, but it isn't. And here's the story of Christ and why we do Christmas. So I think this year we've really been focusing on that just because she's that age where, you know, I just really want her to differentiate between what really matters and what is just fun. Not saying that, you know, the fun things are wrong. They're just fun.
Right.
So we read through the Christmas story and we do it all the time. And we really focus on a different part of the story each week. Like, for example, we did the episode on Mary. So we really, you know, we focus on Mary and then we focus on, you know, just different aspects of the Christmas story and help the kids pull stuff out of that. Mm-hmm. And one thing Jesse's always diligent about is he will read the Christmas story out of the Bible at Christmas at the meal, no matter who's there. Nice. And I always love that because we always have somebody that doesn't believe.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But I just think it's constantly pointing your kids to the birth of Christ and ultimately the death and resurrection of Christ, you know, the whole full circle story of why he came.
Yeah. Yep. Love it. This year for the first time, we're really doing Advent and when I say Advent, I don't mean Advent like some people do it.
Chocolates out of a paper window.
Yes. But we're reading through an Advent book. And then I did a podcast with Laura Molitier on Advent right after Thanksgiving. And so we're kind of using some of that stuff and just, you know, we've studied through Advent. And then Garrett is taking us through the Christmas story through all four Gospels, then, of course, ends in the resurrection of Jesus. Right. And so it's really fun to compare the Gospels and see, you know, like how do they start out? You know, Matthew starts out with genealogy and then Luke just jumps right in. Like it's so interesting. And it's so neat to just get the whole story that way. And so really trying to focus on that. And then, you know, gifts are fun, but it's something that I struggle with because I feel like I don't really care about the gifts. You know, it's nice to get them and it's nice to give them and it's nice to see the joy in my kids' faces when they get, you know, the thing that they were hoping to get.
Right.
But at the same time, like, I never want that to take over the meaning of Christmas. And so we really work throughout the month to focus on what Christmas is really about.
Right.
And so anyway, that's it. That's what we're doing. We are excited. Abby, thank you for joining me this week. I've loved talking about Mary and her role as the mother of Jesus and her being willing to say yes and to be submissive to the Lord, to give everything, to give her everything and surrender it all to bring about the birth of the Messiah and the Savior so that we could have our hope in Christ. I mean, it's just an absolutely amazing, beautiful story. And so for those listening, if you have not yet to read the Christmas story, go and read it. Read it out of the book of Luke. That's probably my favorite of the Gospels because it really tells the whole story. Read the Christmas story with your kids. Read the real Christmas story out of God's Word and show them what Christmas really is about, because it's only ever been about Him and it will only ever be about Him. So thank you for joining us. You guys have a fantastic Christmas. Abby, Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you and everybody listening.
Yes, thank you so much. We love you guys. Have a great week, and we will see you back here next week. Merry Christmas. Goodbye.